pushed.
Hello, my name is Min-Yun Kim, and welcome back to AP United States History Even Deeper. Today we'll be discussing Period 1 of Apush, which takes place from 1491 to 1607. And I'll be introducing my sister, who is currently taking Apush, to ask some questions for me to provide answers and analysis. So hi Minji, how are you doing? And how do you think you're doing in Apush right now?
I am currently failing. I have bombed my first test. So that's why I have brought some questions that I did not understand and that are the fundamental reasons to why I have bombed my test. So, one question that I had was, how did the conceptions of like land and private ownership like differ between the natives and the Europeans? Because like, from what I know, like the natives had more ideas of community rather than individualism. So how did that differ?
I think that's a great question, not for anyone just learning Apush, but for people who want to learn American history overall. I'd say the biggest misconception that people have when it comes to Native Americans and their ideas about land ownership is that they had this very idyllic, very community Zen way of viewing land ownership, that no one owns the land that belongs to nature or anything, or that they had no concept of land ownership. Now, when it comes to the tribes of the Eastern Seaboard, this is simply incorrect. Absolutely incorrect, despite what many American textbooks might falsely claim. The fact of the matter is, when it came to land ownership, Europeans and Native Americans more or less had the same views when it came to land ownership. The largest difference being that natives didn't believe that individuals themselves could buy or sell land, only a village unit or some other or a larger authority to that unit.
So like a family or...
Well, the smallest unit would be a village, and they work up to perhaps a collection of villages who agree to sell a piece of land to perhaps a tribe who agrees to sell or buy a certain piece of land. Oh. Land ownership was more or less similar to Europeans from then on. Another major difference, however, is that when natives wrote land transfer treaties when buying and selling land, they made it very clear that private land was open for the owner to farm, to mine, and to develop, but undeveloped private land was considered publicly accessible in good conduct for everyone, meaning people could freely travel past it, for example. And their treaties also said that fishing, hunting or gathering or passage rights were more or less open to Native Americans or to anyone that they allowed.
The information you gave me was very useful if I had learned it before the test, but thank you. Anyways, so in general, I learned that the Columbian Exchange was very important in the development of the Americas, but what exactly was the historical significance of the Columbian Exchange?
The historical significance of the Columbian Exchange is very complex because there are so many factors that were part of the Columbian Exchange that impacted both Europeans and Native Americans. So I'd say the largest significance of the Columbian Exchange is that it upset this balance of power that I had in North America, as well as in Europe. In Europe, obviously, countries that seemingly were relatively poorer and less powerful, such as Spain or Portugal, suddenly became major superpowers of their time once they landed in the Americas and were able to gain a tremendous amount of wealth from their colonies. Additionally, when European colonists arrived in the Americas, this completely destroyed this very fragile geopolitical balance of power that that North and South America had, where tribes were or in warfare with each other, and it really only took a powerful enough, well, and in our timeline skates, the Spanish or the Portuguese or other European colonists to ruin that balance of power and overthrow certain tribes and nations, such as the Aztecs, or later down the road, when the English came over, to really pit these tribes more brutally against each other in warfare. This eventually paved the way for European disease as well as warfare against the Europeans and natives amongst themselves, to greatly diminish the power of Native Americans and the Americas, which paved the way for Europeans to completely take over the land from then on.
Oh, did that also help in, like, for example, the disease affecting the Native Americans help in the slave trade of African Americans?
Definitely. Most Native Americans who died during the in the Columbian Exchange did not die to the bullets or the swords of Europeans. By far, most of them died by disease without even having seen a European in their lives. This absolute decimation of the Native American population did obviously prompt the Europeans to search for a labor workforce elsewhere. And for the Portuguese who initiated this Columbian exchange when it came to the slave trade, looked towards their trade allies in Africa, such as the Kingdom of Angola or the kingdoms in the Congo, to acquire slaves. This also absolutely ruined the economies and the societal framework in Africa, as the entire economies and societies in Africa just pointed their entire all of their resources and into trying to acquire slaves to sell to Europeans.
So you said that the Europeans broke the balance of power that was already present in the Americas, but to, like, what extent did that actually happen? And how did Spanish culture kind of integrate into Native American culture? And, like, was it positive or negative? Or, like, what was it?
To question whether it is positive or negative is pretty subjective, I'd say. But definitely Spanish and Native American culture, Native cultures integrate with each other and intermingled. Though in some places Spanish culture did have a hegemony over Native cultures, the most obvious example being when you see Latin America, most people there speak Spanish, for example, with Native languages being spoken by a very tiny majority in most Latin American countries. However, one of the more interesting places where Spanish and Native culture mixed was in religion. The Spanish wanted to strongly spread Catholicism all around land, all around their colonies, and so did the Portuguese. And while Latin America today is vastly Catholic, there are many examples in those countries where Catholic religion and Catholic culture, I should say, intermingled with Native religions. Places in Mexico, for example, some tribes have adopted the Catholic religion, but some of their rituals, some of their churches, the way they do Mass is highly influenced by Native religion, dress, rituals, customs, etc. Other examples, going back to Mexico again, such as the celebration Dia de los Muertos, is both a mix of kind of the Native Mexican culture as well as the combined with the Catholic idea of with afterlife and praying for ancestors and all that. So I'd say one of the more significant examples of that would be in religion, but on top of that, I would also look towards smaller things like clothing, cuisine. Cuisine actually is pretty major actually when it comes to a Spanish and Native mixed cultures.
Yeah, gazpacho is really good. Anyways, so did also, like, the integration of, like, money also change things in Native America?
Well, when it comes to money and monetary systems, while some Native tribes obviously had their own currencies, whether they be something like seashells or they participate in trade, I'd say that's one aspect where Spanish and European ways of life pretty much dominated that after that concern that all Latin American countries use, well, the European system of coinage and money and all that, and currency as we know it.
Oh, that's a bit sad that the way of like natural trading and helping each other kind of disappeared. Okay.
Oh, okay, so is that all your questions now? Was that helpful in any way?
Yeah, it was really helpful. Like, wish you had done that before the test. So thank you, and thank you for everyone who listened, and I hope you guys support my brother's podcast.
Thank you. I'm Min Gun Kim, and I'm your host of AP Night States History Even Deeper.